In this bulletin, homes evacuated in Adelaide's north after the discovery of explosives. Labor pledges $1 billion to help schools to install solar roof panels and battery storage. And Cricket Australia says an Instagram post from James Faulkner implying he was in a same-sex relationship has been taken out of context. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. An Adelaide man has faced court charged with the possession and manufacture of explosives. The court heard the 43-year-old came to the attention of police in February after he allegedly posted on social media that he hated Muslims. Police are alleging they found a substance known as Mother of Satan at a house in Davern Park in Adelaide's north. Nearby homes have been evacuated and South Australia's bomb response unit is at the scene. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended one of his Liberal candidates for promising to lift the aged pension, even though his party has no such plans. Warren Mundine has been driving a campaign bus throughout the New South Wales seat of Gilmore, emblazoned with a pledge to increase the aged pension. Mr. Mundine posted a photo of his campaign bus to social media, but it's since been taken down. Mr. Morrison has told reporters that Mr. Mundine was simply pointing out that the payment automatically increases every 6 months.
The age pension goes up twice a year. It's indexed. It goes up twice a year, just like all payments of that nature, whether they be pension or Newstart, they go up twice a year.
Labor has pledged $1 billion to help schools to install solar roof panels and battery storage if it wins the election. The funding for the cheap loans will come from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the program would help schools to cut their energy costs and deliver energy back to the grid.
4,000 schools will benefit from an upgrade or indeed the introduction of new technology to get their power bills down and to also make sure we're doing more on climate change. These are very sensible proposals which are going to help schools with the cost of living challenges.
Health officials in the United States say the number of reported measles infections has reached a 25-year high. More than 700 cases of measles have been reported this year across 22 states. Officials say it's the largest number of cases in the country in a single year since 1994. Dr. Nancy Masonia from the Centres for Disease Control and Prevention says the numbers are concerning.
These outbreaks are really being fueled by misinformation and myth that is leading communities to be under-vaccinated. Also, there is a large increase in measles globally. The World Health Organization recently reported a 300% increase in measles around the world. Unvaccinated Americans traveling internationally get exposed to measles and bring it home with them.
A father and son who died while trying to save a foreign tourist from treacherous waters off Victoria's coast have been remembered as heroes. 71-year-old Ross Powell and his 32-year-old son Andrew were thrown from their boat on Easter Sunday while trying to rescue the 30-year-old man. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has paid tribute to the experienced lifesavers.
Speaker, the loss of this father and son, compassionate, selfless, hard-working men, loved by their community, with so, so much to live for, and so much to look forward to, is a tragedy of the worst kind.
Cricket Australia says a social media post from James Faulkner implying he was in a same-sex relationship has been taken out of context. Faulkner posted a photo on his Instagram page last night in which he described his friend Rob Jubb as his boyfriend. He later amended the post to clarify it was in fact his best mate celebrating his 29th birthday. Cricket Australia has apologised for any offence caused, stating its support for the LGBTIQ plus community. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Some showers in Adelaide, 18. Melbourne, showers increasing, 22. Hobart, cloudy and 22. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, cloudy and 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, showers, 26. Cairns, also showers, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two at a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. and this is SBS News.